Welcome to I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here. And before we start, just a moment to remember the victims of the terrible violence in Paris. Without free speech, there'd be no podcasts and no right to express our opinions. Je suis Charlie. Obesity is a ticking time bomb, according to the local government association, who are calling on the next government, whoever that is after May, to release one-fifth of the VAT on unhealthy foods such as sweets, crisps, takeaway foods and sugary drinks for councils to use for leisure activities and health awareness campaigns. As ideas go, we're right behind that one, particularly when figures from the NHS put the cost of health problems relating to obesity at $5 billion annually, with experts predicting rates will double in the next 40 years. The LGA says that local authorities who reassumed responsibility for public health in April 2013 are struggling to cope with budgets that are stretched by needs to fund mandatory services dealing with sexual health and drug and alcohol abuse. Not surprisingly, the current government don't agree, saying $8.2 billion has been set aside over 3 years to deal with public health issues, including obesity. They claim progress is being made with the industry working voluntarily to make everyday food and drink products healthier. Part of that is down to the Department of Health's responsibility deal, which is very laudable and has the support of most major food retailers. There are pledges about salt reduction, trans fat removal and front-of-pack nutrition labelling. When it comes to the availability of fresh fruit and vegetables, the pledge steers neatly away from price and talks about promotion and availability, both important. But it's the pound in your pocket that really hits home, and most researchers seem to agree that eating healthy costs more money. It's hard to argue when the latest adverts for certain fast food establishments see hamburgers and chicken nuggets as little as 99p, the same price as an average bunch of bananas in Tesco. Therein lies another issue. Whilst five bananas on the My Supermarket comparison site will in fact cost 61 pence loose, put them in a plastic bag and slap Eat Me on the label and the price shoots up to a whopping £1. Yes, a 63% increase for a bit of writing and an environmentally unfriendly plastic bag. That's just one example. So while research done by Harvard University in 2013 showed that ditching junk food and ready meals in favour of more healthy alternatives is likely to cost the average family £1,500 a year more, supermarkets continue to make big profits from wrapping fruit and veg in plastic bags. Ironic then that they now slap a 5p charge if you want to take your shopping home in one, but they're quite happy to wrap bunches of bananas in one and hike the price up by 60%. Surely if we are going to make an impact, that little five-letter word beginning with P needs to enter the responsibility deal, or we'll all be paying the price in years to come. Now, with May just around the corner and campaigning having started in earnest, wherever that is, yes, I know it's an old joke, but thankfully only comes out every 5 years, a new feature entitled Elected. Yes, that's quite enough of that, thank you. No sleeping while this podcast's on. Over the next couple of months, we'll be looking at the promises given by the major parties on public health. Now, at this stage, of course, we could have a debate about who the major parties are and whether we want to continue with the feature if the Green Party aren't involved. But I think we'll leave that one to the Prime Minister. Well, first off the mark, at a Labour Party, you've pledged to remove high levels of fat, sugar and salt from children's food and bring in a traffic light system of food labelling should they form the next government. Shadow Health Secretary Andy Burnham has announced that Labour would introduce new strategies to improve public health, ensuring the NHS remains affordable and sustainable. Labour's changes will also include strict rules on food labelling and targeted action on high-strength, low-cost alcohol. He also wants to make children born in 2015 the first smoke-free generation by introducing standardised cigarette packaging. You can read all about it in the 30-page document Protecting Children, Empowering All, Labour's new approach to public health in the 21st century, which also includes mentions of sexual health, fuel poverty, smoking, alcohol and physical activity, but strangely, nothing on air quality. There's also an interesting paragraph on Public Health England that says Labour will review whether the status of Public Health England as an executive agency is appropriate and consider what further steps are needed to ensure Public Health England is able to provide policy advice free of political considerations. While there will also be a review of whether to reinstate public health observatories, which were scrapped by the current administration. Next time we'll see what some of the other parties have in store if they get A study published in the journal Environmental Research has reported that on average 2,000 deaths from cardiovascular and respiratory illnesses are related to exposure to daytime noise in the Spanish capital city of Madrid. Researchers studied the effects of noise on city residents over 65, concluding that if daily noise levels in Madrid were reduced by just 1 decibel, they could save 468 deaths a year. Around 80% of noise in Madrid comes from traffic. A number of studies over the past few years have found a correlation between exposure to noise and cardiovascular problems like hypertension and heart attacks. Those studies have found that the effect could be down to cortisol, a hormone the body releases in response to stress. Noise increases stress, which means the body releases more cortisol, in turn producing more fat tissue to increase the supply of energy. The effect can often be to worsen cardiovascular and respiratory problems. Finally this week, two tales of health and safety. The first, which comes by royal appointment, after the Queen had to abandon plans to visit St Mary the Virgin Church at Hillingdon on the Sandringham estate over fears that the ceiling in the building was unsafe. Church officials taken a decision it was too dangerous to admit Her Royal Highness and members of the public for fear of falling masonry. And now to Mango the cat, who for the past 4 years has been a regular at Tesco's store in Tiverton. Until this month, that is, when bosses decided Mango's appearances in the foyer of the store breached their health and safety policy. So Mango has had to go. To be fair, managers had set up a plastic kennel for him nearby, but that didn't stop 89% of people polled by the Daily Mirror asking for Mango to be allowed back in the store. Just a couple of things come to mind. The phrase "spent much of his time hiding amongst the stock" in the report certainly rings a few alarm bells with my environmental health hat on, as does the fact it's taken Tesco staff 4 years to make their minds up. Well, that's it for this week. And what do you want? What do you mean that's Cattis? Now, hold on a minute. What would happen at see you in a fortnight? I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here is written, produced and presented by Pete Hill. All comments made are purely personal and do not relate to any other body. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons licence. Any unauthorised reproduction for commercial gain is strictly prohibited.